Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says that today, subhanallah, salamullahi alayhi. I really have a goosebump before I share these ahadith with you about the magnificence of the word of Imam Ali alayhi salam. The Imam says that today, I want to introduce to you Islam in such a way, define it in such a way, no one will be able to define it so precisely. Look at what the Imam says. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Al-Islam huwa taslim. Islam means submission. Wa taslim huwa tasdiq. The reality of submission to God, it means acknowledging God and all what God has given. Wa tasdiqu huwa al-yaqeen. Acknowledgement means certainty. You will not acknowledge something unless you are certain about it. Wal yaqeenu huwa al-ada. Unless you are certain, once you are certain, you deliver. Wal ada'u huwa al-amal. Deliverance means action. Therefore, in a nutshell, al-Islamu huwa al-amal. Don't worry about what you hear from Sheikh Lagai. Sheikh Lagai is what he does, not what he speaks of. He speaks about. And that applies to everybody else. Imam Ali alayhi salam passed by, and a group of the youth, they were sitting they were debating over the grammar of their, like the qira'at of the recitation. Wala ballin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times of prolonging the breath, 3, 5, 6, 7. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Antum ila i'rab al-a'mal ahwaj minkum ila i'rab al-aqwal. What a beautiful word. Antum ila i'rab al-a'mal ahwaj minkum ila i'rab al-aqwal. You need to worry about the grammar of your action more than the grammar of your speech. You spend your life just to know whether how to pronounce Allah or Allah or whatever, to know what is the grammar of like of this sentence. The purpose of revelation of Quran was not just this. Come on, move on. You need to fix the grammar of your action more than the grammar of your speech. Even if you don't speak correctly and your action, your intention is good, God hears that.